Orange on the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove. Homemaker Centre in the studio with me Friday morning, Andrew Gee, the Federal Member for Clare. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Great to be back on the show.
Thanks for your time this morning. Now, Rural Road Safety Month, it's on now.
Absolutely. Very important for country people because motorists in the bush are far more likely to die on roads than people in the city. Seven out of 10 deaths on roads occur on country roads. So we had the launch of Rural Road Safety Month in Bathurst last week. The Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, was there. Orange's Tanika Pintos was there as well. And Tanika told of the devastation of losing her brother in a car accident out west. He was asleep in a car. The driver was tired and drove into a tree. And tragically, Tanika's brother was killed. And so she was telling that story very bravely at the launch. And she's basically, and her family are doing a road safety campaign to be a champ, stop for a camp. So don't drive while you're tired is their message. But Rural Road Safety Month, a timely reminder to pay attention on the roads, drive to the conditions, don't text and drive.
Oh, yeah, that's frustrating seeing that happening. All right, now Victory in the Pacific Day was commemorated yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we had that service in Robinson Park yesterday, organised by the RSL sub-branch, just remembering that hostilities came to an end in the Pacific and World War II ended. So many Australians sacrificed their lives there. And so we pause to remember that, as we should. And also Sunday is Vietnam Veterans Day, and where we will pause to remember the service of all of those tens of thousands of men and women who served in the Vietnam War. Timely, I guess, with the release of that film Danger Close, all about the Battle of Long Tan and the extraordinary events of that day. There are others like that. There was Coral and Balmoral, for example. Australians served with distinction in Vietnam, and I guess the controversy surrounding it, I think, has overshadowed the fact that Australians did really very, very well in Vietnam and acquitted themselves very well and were worthy heirs to the Anzac spirit and the Anzac legend, and they deserve to be recognised for what they did over there because they simply served in our name. Australia asked them to go.
Very, very well said, mate. Absolutely. You couldn't have put it better. Now, we've had some new citizens who have decided to call Australia home, which is fantastic, from all corners of the globe.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of days ago in Orange, up there at the Civic Centre, Mayor Reg Kidd presiding. Wonderful to welcome new Australians into our area. They came from all over the world. There were folks from Canada there, Vietnam, India, real melting pot, and all now get to open a new chapter in their families' histories right here in our city. So it was just wonderful to see them all. And I love doing it because they're real family affairs. There were kids running around and
it's a lot of happiness.
A lot of happiness, a lot of joy. And I think sometimes in Australia we take it for granted how lucky we are. We complain about, you know, how our cappuccino is not warm enough when we buy it or something. But when you hear some of the stories about where some of these folks have come from and how tough they've had it in other countries, it puts it all into perspective. That's one of the reasons I like going to these services.
Okay. Now, Orange and, in fact, at a wider level, Australia and perhaps even the world lost a great man recently, Mr. Ted Marr, and his life was celebrated, and the list of people that attended was quite remarkable, just how connected he is. A farming kid from Wilcannia who went on and conquered the world.
He did. He grew up in Wilcannia. He was a lawyer based out of Hong Kong, but he organised these magnificent parties. That was his true passion and his business, but they were on a grand scale. So, for example, he'd take his guests and he'd somehow convince the Communist Party in China to have the People's Choir serenade his guests in the Great Hall of the People. how he could do that. On another, in Cambodia, he put all his guests into tuk-tuks one night, took them out to one of those ancient temple sites. The temples were lit up. They had the place to themselves, and he had the composer Wagner blasting out over these temples. He operated on a grand scale. Most recently, he and Espen took over the Oriana and had done remarkable things with that. And I just, as I sat at his funeral at Holy Trinity earlier in the week, I just thought, we should all live a little bit more like Ted and just go for it. And he literally blazed a trail like a comet across the sky. And he was a good mate too. He valued friendship. A lot of those, and it's something I've seen in a lot of people from out west, they put a high value on friendship, and it means something to them. I think it's the isolation, but I'm going to miss Ted, and a lot of other people are as well. And he just lived life on his terms, and he just went for it, and he just operated on a global scale. He once flicked me a card which said Ted Mars World on it, and I just thought it was hilarious, and I liked him as soon as I met him, and he was a good mate, and I'm going to miss Ted Mar. He was an extraordinary Australian.
Yeah, he certainly was. I'm in the studio with Andrew G this morning. Andrew, thanks for coming in. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me on the show, mate.